Yo, peace, world. It's the Love King of R&B, Raheem Devon, and you're in the basement with Siobhan and Therese. Keep the lock right here.
This is Gina Breedlove, and you're listening to In the Basement with Siobhan and Therese.
What's up? It's your girl, Monifa, and you're tuned in to Brunch in the Basement with Siobhan and Therese.
Hey, it's your girl, Allison Williams, and you're in the basement with Siobhan and Therese.
Hey, this is Lenny Williams, and you're listening to Brunch in the Basement with Siobhan and Therese playing My Kind of Music.
Basement, no longer alone with my homegirl Therese on the microphone. Music politics are just chatting it up. Brunch in the basement, see that's what's up. You never know who might run through. Legendary artist or someone brand new. You miss a lot when you miss one day. At least that's what I heard somebody say. But it doesn't really matter what whoever says. It's always a good show with your partner Therese. Yeah. Brunch in the basement with Siobhan and Therese. Yeah.
Come
on,
everybody's a friend in my head. I already know everybody. One day I'll tell you about me and Shaka Khan, but, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. But she doesn't know anything about it. But anyway. No, she doesn't. She wasn't even there, actually. But anyway.
All our offices, though, Jay.
I'll send you an address. All right, thank you. Let's carry on. I'm sorry.
Siobhan, yeah, there's a pill you're going to be able to take.
I promise I to tell them which way you went. But they're coming for you.
With time, so.
And we thank you for that.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank
well, thank you. Just for that little piece, I'm just going to keep and play it all the time for myself. But no, just kidding.
And I think it's time, Therese, to do a little rapid fire with Mr. Richard Pryor Jr.
I think so. So,
yeah.
Don't worry, we won't hurt you.
Hey. Oh. Hello. How's everybody doing? What's up, Sage? How you doing, Sagey? For some reason, I cannot hear myself through this thing. So let me see if I make it. Nope, that's not doing it. Can you hear me, Sage? You good? How you doing, Gabby? Can y'all hear me? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Just want to make sure that y'all can hear me because I could not hear myself. So that's never a good sign. All right. Thank you, Sage. How's everybody doing? How y'all doing? So just so that you know, Therese is going to be on a little late. Anywhere near Burlington? No, I'm not near Burlington. How you doing, Gabby? Thank you for that, Mama. So, yeah, and Pop is not with us tonight. And I want to give a shout-out to Pop and thank him for every day that he has been here. And he will be back, I'm sure, Saturday. And Rezzy will be joining us in maybe about 20 minutes to a half an hour. So just hang out with me for a little while just so that you know the – the telephone lines are open. The number in a few minutes. Just wanted to remind everyone that you are listening to and watching WJBR Internet Radio Broadcasting for the inquisitive mind and the sophisticated ear. And it's true, you can hear just about anything because as we see it, we say it. As we buy it, we sell it. And that's what's up. That's just what's up. Wouldn't have it any other way. At least I wouldn't. Okay, and you can hear me. Okay, so good. So if you can hear me, but I don't know if y'all can hear everything else. So let me just try something here for a minute, and you let me know if you can hear. And give me a yay or a nay. Also, if anybody is going through anything or if there's any particular topics you want to talk about, let's get it. Do you want to talk about the FDA approving this vaccine and what that means to you or how people are reacting to that? Or I saw yet another video of some terrible human being wearing a blue uniform beating on a black man. And I'm sick and tired of that, you know. But we need to continue to talk about it. Also, you know what, Misty J, you were on my mind today. How you doing, love? So, and let me tell y'all why Misty J was on my mind today. Misty, I believe it was you who hit me up on a DM and said to me, you know, I noticed that you do the show consistently and have not taken off a day. And although she appreciates that because it keeps her connected, it's okay to take off a day. Well, today would have been the day for me to take off because A, I'm tired. I'm exhausted today. Pop is not with us, which means I have to do a lot more. And B, I'm not sure what Rezzy's up to, but I think it would have been a day that she would have been cool to, you know, take a day off. And the software that I'm using has a new feature where I can play previous broadcasts. And that would show just the way it's showing right now. So I'm going to plan a day that I'm just going to take off. It's probably going to be a Wednesday night, I think. I'm not sure. But should we take off a night, if you could just put in the comments section any show that you missed that you would like to see, or if I was going to, you know, program a show to be in our place, you know, in place of us doing it live, which show would you like to see again? And then I can program it to you know, rebroadcast. So think about it, and if there's a particular show that you really enjoyed that you would like to see again, let me know, and that's the one I will put up there. Is it the one with Mickey Howard? I think everybody saw that, but we could run that again, or one with Indira Khan, one of the older shows. You let me know, because we do need to schedule a day where I just need to take, you know, just sit for a week. How about that? I could do that. I think I could do that. I don't know. But I miss y'all when y'all are not, you know, when we're not together. Ah, yes. Okay. Dawn from In Vogue. Anybody else? Just put them up there, okay? And I will do that. I will do that. Yeah, this song is on my mind, so I'm just going to play this.
If you are feeling down and lonely, let me tell you about a man that you should know. He's got the power every hour. He's the reason why my face is all aglow. Just one word from him can set my spirit free.
Hesitancy. Hey, Sandra, how you doing, everybody? Pop is not here tonight. Pop is taking care of a friend. You know, and that's something that we all should do, you know, take care of one another. I'm just curious about this, too. I have all these questions for y'all tonight. And so I'm going to put the number up so that you all can call with me. Let me just set this up right. So my question is, I got two questions, two two questions right now. First question is, what do you think about the FDA approval of the Pfizer vaccine and only the Pfizer vaccine and people's response to that? And my other question is, because these are crazy, crazy times, how many of us actually call people different? Like back in the day, we would call to check up on friends. Now we text or we hit them up on Facebook or, you know, something like that. So I'm just curious. This is the number to call in. So please call in. And either one of those things I'm really kind of curious about, or anything else that you might want to talk about, especially right now because there's really not much going on, you know. You guys can, you ladies, gentlemen, can just hit me up, and I am watching the phone lines to see if someone calls. And if not, that's cool too, but I'm just really curious about how you are navigating that. And what's up, LaVon? And who's Ooh. That chewing that gum?
Like a wild woman, right?
Yeah. That must be some good damn gum. What's up, baby?
Hey, what's popping, y'all?
So now I can hear myself Ooh. Better. You can hear me okay?
Yes.
I sound fine to you?
You sound fine to me.
Do I look good? No, I'm just kidding.
You look great, Silky.
Great. But you know, for some reason, I cannot. I don't like the way I don't.
Hey, Sandra.
I'm sorry. I am not hearing myself right.
You're not hearing yourself? Excuse me, y'all. I got to just take this out. This bun has been bothering me all. I'm banging my head in the car, getting in and out.
Eek. Good. We're both going through it at the same time, so that's something.
Yeah, it's like.
See, you sound great. Like I can hear you so clear, but me, I sound okay. Now that's a little better. Yeah, Resi Poo. So, I just put it out there that, you know, I was just wondering how people are feeling about the fact that the FDA approved the Pfizer and only the Pfizer.
And only the Pfizer? And there's no talk of the other ones that people took?
Not yet. Although, I just saw something today that Johnson & Johnson is putting out a booster. Like, really? So there's this, you know, me and my TikTok. Oh, God. There's this guy on TikTok who portrays the Pfizer, the Moderna, and the Johnson & Johnson. Have you seen any of his little TikToks?
I have, actually. I saw one of them where he's talking.
Yes, and like the Pfizer is always the more mature and professional one and blah, blah, blah. And then Moderna is, you know, like the middle. And then Johnson & Johnson is like a drunk that shows up and says Delta's about to whip somebody. You know, like, it's hysterical, but funny, not funny.
Life imitates, art imitates life. You know how that goes.
Yes. Yeah,
I heard about it. I'm just wondering, you know, how some of those payoffs are doing, you know, because some of those companies, I think two of them, I'm not going to name it directly, but let's just say, a product that most of us have used forever since we were babies, powder. And, you know, there's, after years and years and years and years and years on the planet, and how about they knew it was cancerous, didn't give a fuck, and now they're settling lawsuits from folks that are still alive, let's just say, and this is from Simple.
Yeah.
Talcum
yeah.
powder.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I don't know how much we, you know, again, like I said before, pharmaceutical and insurance companies run this capital town. They run this town tonight.
Yeah.
They run this town tonight. So, you know, let's just pray that the other ones get approved.
Yeah. So,
and, you know.
Yeah, well, I mean, the Pfizer is FDA approved, and that's about the best you're going to get. And, you know.
Coins run the world.
This is true. This is true. Well,
got a coin? I can get you to approve some things.
No, that's right.
Oh, no, I haven't. I haven't ever looked up the polio lawsuits. The documentaries on it, too. Yeah, what are the names of those documentaries? You know?
That's interesting.
You know? And there's, I don't personally feel, LaVon, that there's anything with calling people party people. That is an upbeat way
yeah.
of ending the tension. You know, as long as you
that.
Think. Didn't you just eat? Can you get I'm talking to Brady. I rushed in here to give him his little pricey ass raw food, and he's snipping my little bag here with half of a sandwich in it. What's wrong with this? He's behaving like a dog.
Sometimes, you know, children will do that.
Listen, I had an interesting conversation. I went to the beach today. Mm-hmm. And had a conversation with someone that was, you know, walking back from the sand to the parking lot. You know, we were walking with each other, kind of, sort of. Mm-hmm. And he was saying, you know, he struck up a conversation, you know, and I just kind of walked and talked along with him. But he was funny as all get out. And he said, you know, is it too much to just ask that people just be honest? Because he said, you know, and he just like, his name was Henry.
Henry?
He's just,
really?
Yeah, Henry. And he just said, you know, I've ingested a lot of things in my lifetime, but I knew what they were and I knew what fucked up stuff it was. But they try to act as if this stuff has zero happening and everything is so minor and rare. Those are the two words he uses. And I'm like, and I'm walking, but I'm like this. Interesting point, Henry. But he says, you know, he says, you know, what is your name again? And, you know, my street name is Lisa.
You have more names than, I mean, damn.
I don't want to get into the, you know.
You got more names than, the hell?
Listen, I'll probably change Lisa now that I've said it out loud. But, you know, oh, your street name is Tara? Okay, see what I'm talking about. See what I'm talking about. But he said, you know. He says, Lisa, I've done so many drugs in my lifetime from the street, but at least I knew it was garbage. But I knew that. They were honest with me. They did this to this cut and blah, blah, blah. And I'm laughing because, you know, in his cryptic way, he had a point, you know. He had a point. And, you know, he said he knew what the trash was. He knew it and he did it anyway. He said, if they would just say, hey, take this shot and... 2 or 3 years later, your teeth will fall out or whatever. At least people will know what to expect and can plan around some dentures, right? But at least they should, you know, people can plan around. Like the blood clot, very rare. The Bell's palsy, very rare. You know, but nobody wants to be that one in whatever that number is that experiences any of that.
Right. Exactly.
And, you know, women's studies traditionally fall by the wayside. And I just, you know, and you know, like he said, he's all those poor little girls, you know, who knows if they're going to have children. And I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
Thanks, Henry.
That's the one thing. Someone asked me, and I believe that she politically may fall upon the right wing.
Mm-hmm.
Asked me what I thought about her taking the vaccine?
Ooh, sticky question.
Yeah, it really is. And you know, my answer was, I think that you should speak with your doctors. I think that you should stay away from journalist opinion, regardless of...
From what?
Stay away from journalists' opinion, the opinion of journalists. Whether they be right wing, left wing, I don't care what news... Don't listen to them. Don't listen to any politician because they're not scientists, they're not doctors.
I forgot to add media, too. Media runs this down.
Do your research. That's what I said. And don't even listen to me, except that I'm telling you to do your research. That's my answer.
Yeah.
You're an intelligent young woman. And this is the catch. She is breeding age. And, you know, her big concern is she wants to have children. I can't answer that question. I don't know that the scientists can answer that question because
they can't.
We haven't been in it long enough.
They don't know long term nothing. And anybody that tells you they do, they're lying.
Right. So it's a lot, man. And then, I mean, for me, I would be more likely as a young woman who's thinking of having kids than a pregnant person. You know what I'm saying? Because there are some young women who are pregnant who are trying to decide whether or not to take it. My thinking, and I'm an idiot, so don't listen to me. This is just my humble little opinion, not the opinion of WJBR. I'm not trying to tell people to take it, don't take it. But I just have this question. Let's put it like this. It's a question. If infants to 12-year-olds are not able to handle the vaccine, how could a fetus? That's just my question.
Those are what you call common. You know, it's interesting because I had an opportunity to, I'll just say this. Remember we had Dr. Nick on the show?
Yeah.
And he said a little common sense. Two things I wanted to say behind what you just said. The first thing was, you know, research does not include asking Ricky Bobby down the block.
Or looking at Bobby John's blog and making your decisions based off of that.
Right. And there's a lot of common sense that has to go around, you know, doing this vaccine. And you know, it's a lot of shaming going on, you know, from there are people who have had it. But, you know, it's funny because, you know, when you look at lifestyle, it has a lot to do with health in general. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's going to impact whatever respiratory situation you may fall in. I just think that whether you choose to take it or not, do it based on information that you have acquired, you know. And again, women's studies have traditionally been women as a whole. So women health studies have traditionally in this country been way, way behind. Like, let something happen to a penis and they got all kinds of cures for it.
Oh, please.
Please.
I as soon as they possibly could figure out the way to keep a dick hard. Okay?
That's a pandemic there in its own right.
You know what I'm saying? As soon as, please.
I had a friend, and yes, I'm going to put him on blast, but I'm not going to use his name for privacy, whose cholesterol level was through the roof enough to give him a heart attack. In fact, when he got it checked, they told him to go to the emergency room, which he never did. You know what made him finally go to the emergency room?
What was that?
He could not get an erection. That was a crisis for him.
Yeah.
That was a crisis. We went to this health fair, and you know how the health fair, they can, you know, they give you, offer you little tests, and you go to each booth, and you kind of move around, and you talk to folks. Well, when we both did a check, and then next thing I know, we have a little guy in a blue jacket talking about, excuse me, miss, is he with you? I was like, sometimes, depends. And he goes, he needs to come back right away so we can retest him. So I was like, is everything okay? No, is what he said, straight up. It was like an emphatical no.
Wow.
Went back. He got a retest again. They offered to call him an ambulance on the second test. So I was like, do you feel lightheaded? Do you? He's like, no, no. But he is of Caribbean descent. Well, he's, you know, actually, sorry, not even Caribbean, South American, Guyanese. And he, you know, food choices are, you know, very rich in polysaturated fats and, you know, and he did not go. And then he was laid up for 4.5 weeks based on it. I mean, heparin and everything. Mm-mm-mm. And that's only because he couldn't get an erection. That was a crisis for him. I was like, Ricky Bobby, you gonna die.
But you know, I mean, but anyway, I'm not gonna make a comment on that. I think my thoughts are obvious.
Yes, your face says it all. Your face is louder than anything you can say, and so is mine. So he says, TJ, come see me in the hospital. I will not. First of all, what your wife is for. Second of all, I will not, because I told you. We almost lost you. I had to get over being angry. Sad.
Very sad.
Two bipolar people having sex conceiving a child who are the, I think you, okay.
Putting their child in there. Having sex to begin with. And creating a child with mental illness isn't a danger.
Well, two bipolar people conceiving. Now, there you do know that bipolar is a large spectrum. And if it is being managed like any other chronic illness, you know, they're just like, it's like going knowing. You know what I mean? Going knowing what's going on. And people have to have those conversations that you, yes, it is. It is hereditary. And sometimes it misses your parents. It could have been your grandmother, you know. But the idea is that you have those conversations with your family, you know. You have those conversations so that people can take whatever measures and get in front of stuff or just be able to manage it. There's no mental health shaming at all. Like, you know, we are all short of a counseling session or two. In fact, I recommend it anyway. But
yeah, I was gonna say, speaking of which, I'm gonna give it another shot. I have discontinued my counseling because I wasn't able to make it to any of the sessions because work. But I'm gonna try give it another shot. Yeah, and I'm gonna give it a, you know, shot. Self-care.
You got to do better.
Working on it.
Try changing roles, because honestly, work is an excuse.
Changing roles?
You know, because, yeah, meaning change, meaning days that you know that you have to go do something, find somebody else to cover. And if there's nobody else to cover, then that's internal issue, but you have to be able to take care of yourself.
Oh, it's true. Excuse me.
Work. You mean?
Yeah. No, you're right. You are right. That part, Rez. Stop it. No, you're right. I feel it. That's why I'm doing it. That's why I'm trying to redirect myself.
Yeah. Hell yeah, man. Yeah. You're so worth it and worthy of it. And, you know, and you're not at your full potential if you don't have what you need to go forward.
This is true.
You know, that it doesn't get better. It only gets worse. And then you're giving somebody a lot more to deal with in the end. Get your butt in there and get it going, you know?
I was saying at the top of the show that Misty J had slipped in my DM, and I know that's
great. Wait, pause.
I don't want to stop there because that just the way I said it, it just didn't match what had happened. But she hit me up, right? That's a better way to say it.
Yes.
She hit me up. I could see her face right now, Misty. Anyway.
Finish that sentence.
Right? I slipped in what? But nah. So yeah. See, wait a minute. I'm a new key. I was waiting for that. She's like, hey, hold up now. Hold up. Wait a minute. But, yeah, so anyway, she hit me up and said that she's noticed that I have not taken a day off that I, in terms of the show, that I have made sure that the show goes on every single Wednesday, Saturday, relentlessly. I have not the day. And she said, while I appreciate that because it keeps me connected, it's okay to take a day off. And you know what? Today would have been an excellent day to do that. Today would have been the day to do it because clearly you had other things to do. Pop had other things to do, and I'm tired. And the system, this software, has a new feature that we need to try out anyway, which is that we can program it to replay any of the prior shows.
Ah.
Right? Isn't that cool? Like a rerun. And for those people who missed a particular show, they can then watch it again as if it was live. So I put it out there, and I'm going to put it out there again. So far, two people said they wanted to see the show with Dawn Robinson again.
Ah.
Plus to replay that.
That's a good one.
Yeah. And so, but there's so many to choose from. So many great shows that have run through.
Gave me Sunshine.
Oh my God, that was she was so great. Yes.
Your body gives you all kinds of signals, and I'm gonna tell you something from firsthand knowledge. 18 days later, I was not listening to my body, and my body said, "When I went down 18 days and had to be hospitalized. Not good. Very expensive." No bueno. Will never happen. I vow it will never happen again. Yes,
hydrated,
yes.
So it just reminded me to keep it going. Keep it moving.
I mean, you probably know the bottle, but I'm not giving them any.
See, and that's the other thing. See, you kind of taught me that, Rez.
Greening.
Long time ago, I was drinking a bottle of water. A paid for bottle of water with a label on it, and you said, well, you know, that's advertising. And
that's corporate advertising.
Exactly. So sitting here, you'll never know. But it's water. Now you know. But anyway, yeah, so I guess we could pick a day where we can in advance. And we just, like, hopefully, probably, like, on a Wednesday would be good because, you know, Wednesday, maybe a Wednesday and Saturday. Maybe a week off.
Hey, you know, give a post up and, you know, and then if you can, hey, listen, that sounds amazing. And that way, but in your week, we have to have a verbal contract.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
And in the verbal contract, the week off is not to put other things, stack the deck. Like the week off is to like sit on your deck. You see, I'm not giving you places to go. I'm just kind of, you know, sit on your deck, maybe take a trip, maybe go get, I know you said you didn't like spa treatments, right?
No, I like massages. I like that. I really like that.
Well, go get yourself a massage, you know?
Yeah.
Are you familiar with Groupon?
A little bit. I have a
friend. Download that app to your phone.
Okay.
They always have great discounts of places you can try. Like anytime I want to do a group something, I always try to do a group. My friend turned me on to the, and I was like, wow. Like I was going places and spending full for everything. This was like, it cut that in half. And who doesn't want to save a coin?
This is true. Yeah, I have a friend who he's always like, we have a Groupon. And yeah, I'm a little resistant to Groupon. I will say that we took, one time he got a Groupon, and I don't remember where we took this trip to. It was some island, whatever. But it was half, supposedly, like a cruise to the place, to whatever place, and the boat was so old, or not, yeah, it was very much Love Boat. It was very much the Love Boat, and the mold got me so sick because my lungs with my asthma, I can't be in a moldy place.
Okay, that wasn't group, which, you know what you need? The key to Groupon is having somebody that knows and is going to take the information they have and research it before they purchase. Yes. And if you let somebody else do that, then you're subjected to how they want to. See, the people I tend to go away with are the same consecutive folk, and we all know each other's personal standards because nobody wants to get blasted out. So, you know, they're pretty good at picking spots that make sense.
Yeah, well, honey, I was on the Love Boat. They had disco night, and they were not playing.
Oh, disco night.
I mean, disco night was cool, but because, you know, I'm there, but I'm just saying, the original disco ball was still up.
Oh.
Black Coast.
Yeah, and then, you know, some cruise lines, if you haven't heard of them, then, you know, just don't go on Groupon and say, hey, it's a cruise, blah, blah. Yep, if they tell you what it is, and then you go check it out yourself, you know, just go online and look up the boat and see the reviews and whatever before you do it. Like my friend, my sister Jazz, she's so good with Groupon, it's crazy.
Yeah, so Misty tried to talk to me about some breaking up shit in a room thing. That just
smash
just,
room.
Yeah, that just feels like work to me.
If you need to, actually Mo wants to do that. They give you protective gear and you go with a bat and you just smash up stuff.
Smash your own shit. Mo has energy for that. I don't have the energy for that. I don't want to spend downtime breaking up shit. I used to work construction. I used to work construction. Been there, done that, broke some shit up. It feels like work to me. Massage sounds nice. Yes, it would be exhausting. That's exhausting. It's awesome. No, that's work. If I want to release tension, I have other ways. Okay? Trust me, I can... Yeah.
And be right back to square one. You have to start putting a self-care list, you know, a self-care list of things that you go to, like default. Like today I threw on my backpack, shorts, tank, and went on out to the beach and got me some vitamin D. Grab my towels out.
What do you do to release tension?
Personally?
Well, yeah.
I will, if it's physical, I will engage in some kind of sport. I will have a robust conversation with one of my good sisters. I will go to a massage. I will plan a trip. A trip doesn't have to require like an airplane, although that's what I prefer. You know, sex is always a good option. But, you know, depending on what, you know, sometimes it's internal. And, you know, you gotta clear your thoughts. You know, like today was very good for me. I went to the beach by myself, spread out, got a little lunch, laid there, listened to some music in my ear, and, you know, had a good old time and then drove back.
That sounds nice.
Got some vitamin D. You know, it's amazing, you know, when you get your little vitamin D and then you come back in and get a chance to breathe near the water and, it, you know, do some deep breathing.
Misty,
I'm going to throw the axe. Oh.
Misty said, what is this sex thing? You know exactly what it is. Stop.
Well, see, then you kind of, you know, that's a pseudo way though, because it requires the other. Now, what if the other person? See, I'm trying to keep it on you. What you can do, because what if, you know, I don't want to bring Cheryl into this, but what if she doesn't want to? Aha. What if she says, or what if she's just simply not there? You have to have some go-to things that make sense for you that, you know, and they got so many spas that stay open 24 hours. Like there's a cute one out here actually in Jersey, that stays 24 hours. And the later you go, like if you went like late at night, oh, it's nobody in there. Schedule your little whatever you want. They give awesome foot massages. You'd be surprised how many pressure points are in your feet that will release things that you forgot you had up in you. The first time I went, I have to admit, I was laughing through half of it. But after I was able to calm down, you know, it was like woo.
Well, I will do the massage thing.
Well, yeah, you kind of have to close your eyes and go into your own, you know, because he does take you there.
You're supposed to enjoy everything. And, you know, if Cheryl's not home.
See, I thought we had that conversation. You said you were with that.
That wasn't me.
Oh, okay.
Yo, there's this video that there's TikTok again. Lord, this girl is, what is she doing? She's telling people
walking.
To exercise, you know, telling women to exercise. Women are following this thing and they are falling out, okay? Oh, Jesus, it is so funny. Anyway, reflexology. What exactly is that? I would like to try that. That sounds like something I would like.
Man, I can't wait to get back to Mexico because Shannon does, and she does an amazing spa kind of vibe with her sounds and all kinds of stuff going on. It's just like, if you ain't asleep by the time she's finished, something wrong with you.
I don't even know what reflexology is.
Yeah, that can happen sometimes.
Well, I don't know.
there's a spa right on new one that seems to be pretty popular, and one of my skittish ass, and I mean skittish, she turns her nose up at everything. Has gone there, and it's on River Road. It's a new one, and it's really, she said, it's really amazing. You go during the day, but when I drove past it on my way to Whole Foods one day, I was like, oh, that's a line outside, like, ooh. You know, but they have a rooftop and, you know, all kinds of goodness inside, and, you know, you go by yourself or you go with, you know, folk that can isolate you, you know, and just kind of do what you do. And they used to have one called Juvenex in Manhattan that was 24 hours. I don't know if they still are there, but that was my joint. Like, I would go there after work, sit in the igloo or in the different baths.
Self-care.
Hydrotherapy.
I dig it.
Yeah.
I want to have a make it or break it moment. someone sent me, people are starting to send me a lot of songs.
Nice.
And so, yeah, I mean, well, it's not that they're starting. People, the truth of the matter is I'm starting to actually open up the songs that people are sending me. And some of them are interesting. And so I think that I've finally found an audience, a community that I would like to share some of the songs with and see what you all think about it.
Well, I'll tell you, thank you for the new Joy Sims joint. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, see, and that's why I sent it to you, because it was pretty cool. And plus, she is going to be joining us this coming Saturday. So everybody, make sure that you join us on Saturday, because the legendary Joy Sims will be joining us as well. And you don't want to miss it. She's coming through with a new song. And before I... Actually, I'll play her new song for everybody as well. I could do that. But before I do that, I want to play a song by someone. I can't even remember their name. That's really bad of me. But I do remember where I got it from. So we can listen without any bias, because we don't know who did it, right? That makes even more sense.
But then how are we going to say... How are we going to know? How are we going to tell the people where to go get it?
Well, I don't know how to go get it to begin with, but I do. I can figure that out if people want to get it. This is basically a make it or break it.
Oh.
I'm not promoting it. I'm not saying, ooh, go run and get this. But what I'm saying is this is a make it or break it. Now, if people listen to the song and say, oh, I love it, then I will right now, before the show is over, get the information. Matter of fact, as the song is playing, I'll pull up the information, so I'll have it, and I'll let y'all know who y'all made or who y'all broke.
Okay.
And then that way you can find the music. She's singing a song about masturbating. And her voice sounds like that nosy older lady in your building that sits in. Oh my God, really? That's what you think, LaVon?
Oh, but she's so not that.
She is.
She is a good time.
And she's fun. Are you crazy?
She's a good time.
When I listen to that song, I really don't hear masturbation. I know that that's what people think when they hear that song. I personally hear some lesbianism in there, but that's just me. If we break down the lyrics, let's break down the lyrics.
Break them down.
Break them down. Let's see if we got the oops lyrics. Before we move on, oops, tweet, lyrics. Okay.
You gotta know them.
I know, right? Tell you what I did last night. I came home, say, around 2:45. I was still so high, hypnotized, in a trance from this guy that's so buttery, kind of analyzing. I didn't know the word was guy. But there goes my shirt up over my head. Oh, my. Now, if... shirt, why am I saying oops, right? So, oops, there goes my shirt over my head, oh my. Hold on. Oops, there goes my skirt dropping to my feet, oh my. Oops, some kind of touch caressing my legs. Some kind of touch. What? And it's like, oops, what is that? Meanwhile, she's a grown woman, so it ain't no oops, ain't no mistake.
Well, I don't think she's saying it like a mistake. I don't think that's the inference.
Wait, say it again. So she's saying,
I think that's a coy oops.
Okay.
I think that, you know, oops.
Okay, okay.
I don't think
all right.
It's oops, like.
Okay, all right. So even if it's a coy oop, right? Oh, I'm turning red. Who could this be? Who? Wait a minute, right? So I tried and I tried to avoid, but this thing was happening. Swallow my pride, let it ride, and partied. But this body felt just like mine. What other body feels just like yours? I got worried, first time. I looked over to the left, a reflection of myself. That's why I couldn't catch my breath. And that's why I see that as it's
masturbation.
I see it as another woman. I see it, that could clearly be another woman. If you think of it that way, then that's the way it is. If you think of it as masturbation, then that's the way it is. The wonderful thing about a song is that it can be whatever it means to you.
And they're metaphors.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I suppose.
I mean, I look over to the left, a reflection of myself. She didn't say she looked into a mirror. She just said, I looked over to the left. They said that tweet admitted that it's about masturbation, but she understands your point. Thanks, Bay. Tweet is an Aquarius. She's yummy, dopeness, very talented, pure class. She's also...
She's had a good time.
Yeah, she's very... masturbating. Yeah. Well, if it's me masturbating, it might actually be another woman. Okay. She has many personalities. Misty, you are so special. I want you to know that. But, you know, most people...
Listen, when you're masturbating, you could have any image you want in your head.
And guess what? I have many images in my mind most of the time. Oh, speaking of images. Wait, first, let's do this Make It or Break It. Let's listen to this song. Tell me what y'all think. Name of the song is It's a Feeling.
Don't you tell me.
Hold it.
I like it.
You like it?
Yes,
I like
I
it
do.
Too. I like it too. It sounds friendly, she said. Then my ex made a song of that title. For the record, I was not having a go at Tweet's voice, just saying it didn't conjure a congruent image in my head. Felt it was perfect in the Aaliyah tribute takeaway. Cool, cool.
Yeah, yeah.
So late 80s type. This is true. I get that.
I can see why you say that. But, you know, those sounds are coming back, those nostalgic, you know, I mean, they never went away because rap always featured, you know, classic, you know, R&B hits or classic rock, you know, hits underneath. So it never actually went away. But prayerfully, it is making a shift to some of those older nostalgic sounds in the type of melodies that are being used and instruments that are being used. So
yeah, so I think this is a make it song. And
make it.
Yeah, it's make
yes.
it. It's a make it. So. I will report back to the people, and the song will be put in rotation on WJBR Internet Radio. You made it. You made it. So what did I do with the, yeah, let me put it back up there.
Canada's Rock Lee called It's a Feeling featuring Mel Pacifico and
Uness.
Okay. Nice.
Yes, yes, yes. So Aaliyah and her dancing crew. They all
today the anniversary?
Yeah, today's the anniversary.
I tend not to celebrate death dates though. Celebrate birth dates. I don't, you know, there's some that do because they don't consider, you know, someone's death, something that was traumatic, you know. So I tend not to celebrate death dates, but I definitely do celebrate birth dates, heavenly birth dates.
Speaking of which, that's a nice little segue into, oh, but before we do that, somebody had mentioned image. So I just wanted to throw that up there.
What is that hand doing?
It's, you know, like.
That's the shock. That's the rock shocker.
Yeah, that's just a moment in time.
She can wear anything, quite frankly.
Love that woman. Somebody actually asked me that at work the other day.
Asked you what?
Said, you really love that Chaka Khan, don't you?
Oh, because of your mask. Well,
really? I was like, who does it? I said, have you ever heard him? Oh, what was I going to do? Okay, because I got lost there for a minute. It was all about Chaka up in here. Okay, all up in here with Chaka Khan. All right.
She's a beast. She's a legend. She's a beast.
Absolutely. Can I say I love Chaka Khan? I think I can say it. And
I think everybody on this side of the world understands and knows that you are a shockaholic.
I am.
And I'm including Shaka in that.
What do you mean?
I am including Shaka in the knowledge that you are a shockaholic. How do you think I was able to get her to do the birthday shout out?
Yeah, she seemed a little resistant, but then she
she just doesn't do that for anybody, you know what I mean? And it was only because of who was asking, really, but, you know, that's not her stick. You know,
she'll tell you,
so it was very make it quick, you know what I mean? And then
she comes out on stage and she says, so whose birthday is it tonight? And it really wasn't my birthday that particular night. It was November 14th that night. So I stood up and I said, it's mine. She said, no, it's not. It's not your birthday. But it was the birthday of somebody in her band. And so she sang happy birthday, which she knew. She, you know, sometimes in relationships, you know, you go through things. You know? So, you know, but I have...
Every relationship goes through things. If you don't, then it's probably a little anticlimactic.
Right. And it's probably not real. That's how I know our love.
Well, it's really something.
Yeah,
you know?
It is.
But that kind of just says, you know, and this may sound real bizarre, but, you know, like... There are things as you grow and develop. Two people are never just coasting along on the same wave the whole time. You're individuals. You're not Siamese. And although most of the time you can have a zen, you know, like some people say, we never argue. So are you the same person? I don't mean argue in a sense that, you know, you're going at each other. But sometimes, you know, I was reading the comments and, I couldn't get past bondage, and then I, you know, of course I had to read
this
down.
Bondage,
it made me carry on in this chat.
There's bondage.
That's all I saw, and then I said, wait, what? And then, yes, but I'm surprisingly submissive.
All
surprisingly.
Right now. All right now.
Makes sense.
I thought it's really, anyway, that's not appropriate. Things we just gonna let go. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to do our Black History moment. How about that? Let's get back on the right track. Okay, you're going to like this one, Rez.
Yeah.
Yep. Althea Gibson.
Mm-hmm.
Tennis great. Thea Gibson was born on August 25th, 1927, in Clarendon County, South Carolina. She became the first African-American woman to win a singles cup championship in the United States on July 21st, 1957, when she won the U.S. clay court singles title at River Forest. Althea Gibson became the first African-American to win a singles cup championship at Wimbledon earlier that month on July 6th, 1957, beating Darlene Hard 6-3 and 6-2. Gibson's amazing career included 56 singles and doubles titles, including wins in 11 Grand Slam tournaments in 1957 and 1958. Gibson was voted Female Athlete of the Year by the Associated Press.
She's a bad man, Michelle.
That she is. And, you know, we speak her name.
And that's a beautiful statue.
Absolutely.
You know, I love the statues of Black women. I particularly also like the Harriet Tubman statue in Harlem.
Yes.
Love it.
So before there were the Williams sisters.
Althea Gibson.
Absolutely.
I can't wait to see the movie though. Because, you know, and I'm happy. I'm really, really happy that they centered it around the father. Because he's amazing.
Yeah.
What he was able to do and more so what he was able to instill, what he did with his children, you know, because some of it I understood, I think he consulted in it, of course, mm-hmm. you know, and it's amazing, you know, he got children and he wrote out what they were going to do and be and how, and he just walked through his steps, and that goes to show you when you are focused and you could speak some things into existence, and not one, but two, you know, and how much adversity he got, you know, from people just saying, oh, because I remember when they first, I remember poor Venus, you know, and I don't say that in a poor Venus as if, you know, I say it because when she hit, before Serena came behind her, when she was up, right, first, I remember every kind of criticism, which we always get, and they were so incredibly focused and still, you know, because they came out with the beads, which is traditionally us anyway, you know, and you never saw that before. They pioneered, you know, and people talked about everything from the way they held the rackets to their professional stance, because, you know, folks think they write the blueprint and this is how you do it and this is how you have to be, but some things don't come natural for our bodies. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like our bodies are so majestic that some things, some positions that just don't come natural. So we do what's natural for us, you know, and still the effect is the same, you know, because I remember a big controversy about their stance, you know, and people talking about, you know, just white folk, you know, because we weren't supposed to be in that arena. You know,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
you know, we weren't. And once again, you know, poor Tiger. We weren't supposed to be in those arenas doing well because that wasn't traditionally. Like I remember, you know, man, listen, golf courses, at least the good ones, have been historically racist. You know, and if you were on them in certain country clubs, you were a caddy.
Mm-hmm.
Not swinging clubs,
and
you know.
You know what? I am probably one of the least violent people you ever want to meet because I don't really believe in violence at all. However, when I saw a picture of someone who had put all this cushion or whatever in her bra and patted her ass to look really big and darken her skin, fun of Serena, I was ready to
take it.
I wanted to fight. I every bone in my body wanted to throw joints, and that.
Honey, don't you see jealousy and envy?
Yes, and normally.
Cool.
Normally,
Serezi says nothing. Yeah, she keeps her cool.
Normally, that kind of thing doesn't bother me. As a matter of fact, I'm like, oh, you're hating. I love it. You're so jealous. That's so bad. You know, damn, get over
you just,
it. Just get
you just
better.
Hit him with a, you all right, girl? Because you know she fabulous. You,
but,
like, you just mad.
But, ooh, I had this visceral response. Yeah.
You know, it's you know, people always want to, you know, and it men will make fun of what they could never get, and women make fun of what they envy, you know, and it wasn't none of us. We all know, like, we are all used to the way our bodies come, and ain't nothing they can do about it. And they would make fun, and then what would they do? Run out and try to go get the same exact look. Relax. It's natural.
Yeah. Putting injections and shit. See, that's the other thing. You can put lip injections in your ass and everything, but you can't take the vaccine. I don't know. You put all kinds of shit, silicone, you know. And then, you know, people are talking about this too. You know, they one day I don't understand this math. I can't help you with your math, child in the fifth grade. I don't know this math. This new math, but all of a sudden, now you're an infectious disease expert because the virus is blah blah blah. But you know, come on, man. Come on.
I don't think, and you know, and I've heard two arguments on it. I don't think it's about necessarily. It's about choice, and it's about freedom, and it's about control for a lot of folk. And, you know, and if you want someone to do, scaring folks or doing things in fear-based never has a good reaction.
Never.
Because a lot of people are sitting over there like, wait, y'all made this shit, and now we are supposed to just submit to medications that we don't know that y'all haven't tested, and why? You know, because once upon a time, God gave us all immune systems. Now, I'm not saying everybody's immune system is compromised, and this, in my opinion, do not reflect the show in any way. But I've heard a lot of folks talk about their civil liberties, and, you know, and I was really happy to hear Busta Rhymes have that conversation, because what it is that, you know, you have a lot of folks that want to immediately, like they don't want to hear what you have to say. They immediately want to dismiss it and make it, oh, well, you can't. But see, initially, remember we were told that if you had the vaccine, you couldn't catch it. And then people were catching it, or you would have less symptoms and you won't be hospitalized, but people were catching it and dying. So what is it? Because it's clearly not what you said it was supposed to do.
Praying for both of their health and healing. But you have Reverend Jesse Jackson,
yes,
who's vaccinated, and his wife, who is not vaccinated, and both of them are in the hospital.
You were breaking up a little bit.
Jesse is vaccinated, and his wife, Mrs. Jacqueline Jackson, is not vaccinated, and they both landed in the hospital.
When folks were getting vaccinated, they were walking around without the mask, like they still couldn't be carriers. It did not stop them from getting it at all. They should have still been wearing masks just like unvaccinated people and, you know, and doing whatever the protocols were, you know, like anything else. But, and they're also saying now that some of the vaccines, the early vaccines, may be the reason for a lot of the variants that are now running around, you know, because you have, I don't want to go into it because I don't know the whole conversation, but I've read some things that they released and said that the variants that now are existing, Delta and others, because there are others as well, you know, they're saying it was because of all of the early vaccines. And, you know, I don't know. And neither do they, you know, and I'm not suggesting I know. But I'm just saying that some of the stuff pops into my common sense box. You know, it pops into my common sense box. It just goes, wait a minute. But you said, well, wait a second. Now you're saying, well, wait a second. You know, and then you have people that are getting it that are really affected. And some of them are pulling out. Some of them are not, you know. And the whole thing, if you think about it, just makes you very angry, because if we expect this government to ever tell us the truth, it just ain't happening.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Is it real? Sure it is. Should you be protecting yourself? Abso-freaking-lutely.
That's the thing. It's like you don't know. So you make the best decision for yourself.
Yes.
Every individual make the best decision for yourself.
But one last point on it, though. What I do not like is, you know, once upon a time, there was HIPAA. And volunteering to show your card, your medical information, to grocery clerks and restaurant clerks and whatever, that is like kind of weird to me.
It's invasive. It feels invasive.
It is.
It is invasive. You know, there's a way that we may have to, the way things are going, we may have to wrap our heads around it if we want to move around. And the only way, think about it, it actually, and where's the Clintons? Probably sitting at home with
Why
a mask
fuck,
on. Sitting at home with a mask on, minding theirs. Y'all wanted Trump. There you go. This is what happened. What happened, not to say that, you know, whatever. Anyway, I don't want to get into it. But anyway, in
yes,
order
do,
to
Maddie.
Go to school, we had to be vaccinated. We had to have all these different vaccinations. I remember that little yellow vaccination card. They still have it for different vaccines. We had to do it. And we had to show it to the school in order to go to school.
The school, but also you didn't show it to your teachers. You didn't show it to your fellow students. You
no.
didn't show it to,
no.
you, it was very guarded in the nurse's office, if I'm correct.
However, it's a given that if you're in school, you have been vaccinated.
Yes.
To a certain extent. There's some vaccines you're not required by law to take, I believe. However, it is a given that if you're in school, you're vaccinated.
And they just closed another school. And see, and this is the thing, you know, you're talking about crowds and things, and it slaps into an age-old problem with the crowdedness of our schools over here, right? So it only takes one person to have it for a 14-day quarantine. And that's what's happening. So now that you're 14-day, you're quarantining, but you've infected everybody that's in your classroom, or, you know, they've all been exposed. Contact tracing says, okay, so now the school's closed. They come in there and they do whatever they do. Teachers are out. You know, schools have notoriously been germ capsules.
Mm-hmm.
So this ain't going to be no different.
And you
have the kids. That's what
now,
I said you have
and them. And now the babies are getting sick, though. The little ones. The kids are getting sick in school. And
you know what? If you knew that you were sending your kid to a breeding ground where they could possibly have it, like they tell you to stay out of crowds, but you got to go to school.
Yeah. You know, about this.
Why? If you're going to be home every week. Every other week anyway.
Yeah, it's true.
14 days is half a month. 14 days to come back, somebody else get it because, you know, they're going home. They're going other places. You know, it's not like they're schooling home. You haven't, you know.
Yep.
And not only that, they're home with their families that may not go to school.
Yep. And for some of those kids that test positive don't have to show a negative test result before they return to school.
Why not?
I don't know why not, but it.
Who said that?
What do you mean, who said that? That's really, in 14 days, you could still be sick for it with it and still be positive.
Yes.
And they are not required to show a negative test. Now, in New York.
But hold on. How do you know you don't have it if you haven't been retested negative?
They don't know. So. I have a friend whose nephew is in college. His nephew, positive, and was sent home for 14 days and then went back to school. And I said, well, was he retested? Did he test? No, he wasn't retested.
Hmm. Okay, then.
I mean, how I know these things from, you know, not only that, but other people's experiences.
I have stayed off that website. Ooh, I can't.
Yeah,
in the beginning, I was on that website. I can't even do it to myself.
I have another friend who has a little one, classmate, tested positive, and they're out of school for 2 weeks, and then they go back.
See, that two-week thing, because here's the hit. You know, people that are hospitalized generally more than 2 weeks.
Because
you know,
this thing lasts for...
You know, depending on how their body's responding to it. You know, 2 weeks and then you're clear? Like, who knows that unless you retest? And, you know, come on. Like, it's a years from now, we'll find out how much fuckery we were in and how much panic and distress. And I don't like the fear mongering. I do not like the press coverage of this. I do not like Dr. Fauci's situation. That's what I'm just going to leave it to this. And I don't like the information coming from any of our politicians, period. If they have all failed us miserably in this entire situation. From the man that was here before these two clowns to now. Failed us miserably. So, something that you knew, meaning there's not to United, well, the United Snakes of America are on every set. Every set. They're in Afghanistan meddling around. They're everywhere. You mean to tell me that you didn't know this was coming from China or wherever you said it was?
He said he knew. He said okay. He knew.
Yeah.
He said he absolutely knew. He said he knew that it was gonna be worse than anything. He admitted that he knew it.
But he dismantled the department that Obama put in place with this very thing.
Yes, he did.
And so you let it come through
yes.
because you couldn't get your war.
Yes.
So here you have this.
Yes.
I mean, that's just, again, those are just my thoughts.
No,
random
yes.
thoughts that go
yeah,
through
absolutely.
My head.
Look, that is fact. That is not even an opinion. That, what you just said, is a fact.
Yeah, but you try telling folks stuff sometimes, or telling folks to think outside of what they hear, and they want to blast you for it. You know, they want to blast you for it.
Therese, what you said is a fact. Okay?
Listen.
Period. I don't care. You can't tell me that my skin is not brown and yell at me and tell me it's not brown. It's not brown. I don't care. You can yell all you want. It's still brown. It's a fact. It's a
and
fact.
I'm not a conspiracy theorist, by the way.
It's not a conspiracy. It's a fact.
No, but, you know, people will, because they fail to be able to have a conversation about it where it's not, you know, and it's hard to have conversations about it, you know, and I never share anymore whether I'm vaccinated or not, you know, because part of it is duress. The other part of it is like, you know, like I have a dear friend and she does a lot of posts and her posts are very controversial, but they cause you to think. Every one of them, she's a super smart lady, and they cause you to think about some stuff. And I never knew that we were sitting in a space with, and you know, some of the folks I know that have chimed in on this, and I'm saying to myself, wow, I didn't know that there were so many people adverse to thinking, because she could have a brilliant point and they won't give it to her. They won't even say good point, because even if I don't agree, that doesn't mean you don't have a point about some stuff.
That's true.
It doesn't mean that.
That's true. That's true too.
You know, I've been in arguments and then said, true, but, you know, like.
Yeah, because there's
we just
there's
have to
different
learn,
sides
you know,
of a coin. There's different people who are entitled to their opinions. There are extenuating circumstances. There is more to be learned. And when you think you know everything, that's when you've lost. That's when we're all lost. Nobody knows everything. That's
yes, it is too, Gabby. That's absolutely brilliant, and I will say that there are two situations. That's like the critical race theory, right? You want to do the do, and I kind of see them as being on the same coin. You want to do all the mass destruction, death, and all kinds of pilferage you've done for centuries, right? But you flood our history books and other things with fake history, and then you want us to not talk about it. You don't want us to talk about it. And I swear on my ancestors, that is not happening. That is just not happening. You don't want us to talk about any of the you don't want us to talk about any of the destruction that your people caused. And why? You don't want to say, you don't even, you can't even begin to have the reparations conversation for all the free labor. And then you talk to somebody, well, I wasn't a part of that trick. No, you weren't. However, you are a part of it now by failing to have the conversation. Because there's some serious things that went on in this country and across the globe with a whole lot of folks that benefited from it. Still do.
She said lust nuts.
Those that were conceived in lust hold a different psychology than those of us who were conceived in real love. Plus, it's pretty painful for lust nuts to think about. Gabby Greta for the win.
I'm sorry, Rez. You were on a roll, but that shit cracked me up. And
that's hilarious. So,
that's
the only thing worse than not being able to think for yourself is refusing to, whoo, baby. That's what they call, willful ignorance?
Yep, willful ignorance. And there's too much of that going on. There's too much of that going on.
You can't have a conversation because you have enough. You know, and that's very telling, meaning I have disagreed with a lot of things. But what I have not done I've never shut down a good conversation.
Yeah.
Right, because my whatever I'm disagreeing with comes from someplace, you know, and I should be able to make a point without raising my voice and without,
having
you know, going to,
yeah.
And then you know, and then when you do, some folks go into, well, you know, God, don't do that, because nothing, this whole situation going on right now has nothing to do with God. The only part about it is, you know, that I've prayed more than I've ever prayed in my life, you know, for folks that are not well. That part is, but when you start talking about the virus and everything else, oh no, that's man-made shit.
No, you know what gets me? God didn't make us with masks on our face. God didn't make us with hearing aids. God didn't make us with glasses. God didn't make us with coats for the winter. I mean, shit, wear your mask. That's my thing. Take the vaccine, don't take the vaccine. But wear your fucking mask, please.
Yeah, I was in a grocery store the other day, and I always, when I'm in public places, my mask is front and center. I have a couple of, one of them, because I always change them, and, you know, I have one that dangles around my neck, put it on. And this woman was not masked, but she was right behind me, you know.
Yeah.
So when I turned around the first time, I gave her what I thought was enough to move her back with my eyes. She stayed right up on me, and I said, ma'am, you're not wearing a mask. I don't care about your choice. Back up, because I do care about the space. Oh, well, I was just. I'm like, that's fine, but I don't need you on my ass.
Yeah.
You know, and not mask. That's two different, come on.
Yeah.
You're doing the most.
I saw this video of a guy giving this older woman a really hard time on the subway in New York. The lady was sitting down. She had a mask on, and he was harassing her. And so somebody came, you know, with their phone, you know, recording, saying to him, you know, why don't you stop? Leave her alone. You know, she's an old lady. Have respect. He said, you want to know what I respect? I respect freedom. Well, she has the freedom to wear a fucking mask.
Right.
And to ride the train. Like, people, come on.
Yeah,
come on,
and it's on both sides. It's on the anti-vaxxers and it's on the vaxxers. It's on both sides because there's some crazy ass anti-vax folks out here, you know, and interrupting stuff and call, you know, like walking around airports and screaming, "Yeah, y'all being child, please sit down."
You know what? Everybody, just mind your business. How about that? Mind your business. Wear your mask, or if you don't want to wear a mask, walk away from me.
Right. Real simple.
How about we now listen to Miss Joy Sims' new song?
Yeah.
Everybody's going through something because she ain't lying. And I'm so excited that she's coming through. And check it out.
Thank you.
I just wanted to see what I wanted to mix that with. It just looked
hey,
like
that was perfect.
Yeah, it looked like a good fit, you know? I'm still honing my digital DJ craft, you know?
Nice. So
every now and then I like to try some shit. But yeah, that was the legendary Joyce Sims and her new song, Everybody's Going Through Something, and she ain't lying.
Yeah, she ain't.
Soon as Javon and Therese set a new date, I'm here. Oh, yes, yes, yes. And I think Mo wanted to be in or be around when Gabby does the come on the show, because she's going to talk about astrology and reading stuff and stuff.
Stuff and stuff.
So, Rez, if y'all give me a date when you're... two dates, and then we'll give those two dates to Gabby and see if she's available on either of those dates. And we will work it out that way. How about that? How about that?
Sounds like a plan.
Sounds like a plan.
Now, Gabby, quick question. Do you have to know the time you were born? Because I don't remember, and I don't know if my mother will have it accurately. Maybe she would. I have to ask her.
She said, I don't remember what time I was born. I was just a baby.
Yes. Yes, that part. You know, I just know that now my birthday falls on National Come Out Day, which I think is hysterical.
I think that's pretty cool.
Hysterical.
She said we could do it in cars.
Jazz hands. I probably came through like this.
I know. Yep, that's you. Mm-hmm.
Lot going on the year I was born. A lot going on.
Yeah, I was born too. Matter of fact, I was like, nope, I'm comfortable right here. No, don't push. Stop pushing. Stop. Stop. I was due November 2nd.
Okay, I'll
and
have to ask.
They had to cut my mother up and rip me out.
Ooh, you were stubborn.
I was not, and I was born November 2nd. They couldn't get me out until the 20th. And even then, and I've been pissed ever since.
Did you have one of those sucking your thumb sonograms? And they're like this?
No. I don't know if they were giving those out when I was in vitro. Really, that is interesting, Misty.
that influences a lot, you know. I often say that, you know, and Javon you and LaVon will know this, biopsychosocial, right? What was going on the time you were born? What was the climate like when you were born? You know, contributed to your environment, you know, contributed to your the energy about things when you were born. That's a big one. Born on JFK assassination date, the country was in turmoil.
Exactly.
There's a lot of energy going on right there.
Yep. That's a lot. If there was anything else that I necessarily wanted to get to before we close today, but I don't think there was anything else. If you were born in one of the five boroughs, you can write 125 Worth Street, Vital Records. Ask them for the long form. The time should be on there. It was $15. Actually, I wasn't
born in five boroughs.
Yeah, I got one of those filler.
The pink birth certificate. That's what they give you now.
Yeah, mine was green when I got the one from 125 Worth, but I also had my original somewhere. I know exactly what time and everything.
Nice. I can ask Mom. She probably knows. Knowing her, I was her first.
She probably knows every little thing.
Yeah, it's a big deal. First anything was a big deal.
Yeah, anything first is a big deal. Yep. That's right. Defying from the beginning. I'm just, you know.
And C-sections can be traumatic, you know?
Yeah. Being ripped out, man, you know. But, and also.
Because, like, first it's hot and warm and dark, cold and light.
I was born into some kind of trauma because, like, took me home. My brother tried to kill me with a rubber knife. And I had to learn how to speak at 6 months. Like, my
first...
Yeah, I had to learn how to speak to defend myself. To say, my first word was stop at 6 months.
Oh, wow.
Because my brother was always trying to kill me. He was an only child until I came along.
Child.
He was like six.
Yeah.
He was 6 years old. And I was walking by 9, but then I must have, 9 months rather, not 9 years old. I must have tripped and hurt myself because I had to be put back in the walker. And I'd be fine until I got to the threshold and I would pick up the walker and gingerly step over it and then put the walker back down. And I've always had this feeling that I was here to protect others.
You got to have those conversations with children that are only children, and then here comes another one. You know, they can be quite interesting. You got to make them part of the pregnancy. You know, you got to make them part of, look what's happening, yay! And you know, you got to kind of, you know, because they're gonna own that, and they're going to welcome, you know, having the next sibling, and not try to gorge their eyes. You know, or you know when they kiss them and stroke them, you know, you have to make them part of the pregnancy. You have to make them excited about the new little dolly coming home, you know. Otherwise, yeah, it's like, who is this and why are they getting so much attention?
Yeah. How much older are you from the sibling that came right after you?
Almost 2 years.
So y'all were babies together. You didn't have much time to be, you know, to something like.
Yeah, no, we're all kind of stair steps.
Yeah, so y'all are all together. Before you knew it, somebody else was there. So that's pretty cool.
But, you know, I was probably still being fed, bottle fed, sure. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, it's interesting. A little lap time.
You might have missed out on a little lap time.
Interesting.
I can't be the only one with issues here, Rez. Come on.
No, I'd have to ask. You know, it's interesting that I'd have to ask, because not too many things bothered me as a kid until I went to school. I remember having a good time, you know. Prior to that, I remember, you know, like a lot of really great memories, thank God. But when I went to school, that's when things kind of shifted a little bit. Hmm. Kids weren't very nice. Hmm. Yeah, or respectful for that matter. And we were guarded from a lot of things. Fred Adler, okay, your birth order makes sense of that in your personality.
Yeah,
choice.
She's very older sister. I get that.
Yeah, but then I'm the older sister protector, you know. Still, and it, like when I call you family and I'm still very protective of my friends and family, very much so.
Oh my, 15 years apart. Interesting.
Yeah, that's smart, you know. That's smart. You listen, if you're gonna be honest, you know your kids. You know your kids. And that is a smart move, you know. I've had friends that have had babies and their only child, particularly if they've had an only child for a minute, you know, like kid is 7 or 8. One of my good girlfriends, there's a 16-year difference between her and her little sister. 16 years. It's like, mommy, what are you doing?
Yeah.
You know, kind of vibe, you know? But, you know, she was like our little Dolly. That was our kid. We had her ripping and running with us at a baby. Shout out to Cece.
Yeah, my godson is like 15 years younger than his sister, his older sister.
Yeah, it's some adjusting, too. I mean, depends on what kind of kid. But if you're paying attention to your kids, you know which ones will immediately, you know, take hold to it. And you know which ones will be like, I don't have the time or inclination. So, and, you know, if you're paying attention, I think kudos to Tina knows if that's accurate. You know,
My brother tried to kill me until I was 13.
Ooh, Larry.
Yeah. And then at that point, he became my protector all of a sudden. Like it was like day and night. But I always loved him and would always try to protect him, because that boy.
I remember I had, I gotta say this carefully. I have and had cousins that were very, very, very close to my mother. And be it that they were her sister's children, they were born before us, and they weren't very welcoming to us at all because we took up too much of my mother's time.
Yeah,
it was rough. It was rough, like literally. I remember some things until we got older, you know. Like I wasn't about that. I wasn't looking for no smoke, you know, in my I wasn't looking for smoke from 0 to 15. I was very reserved, quiet. I didn't say much. But something about that 16, 17, 18, 19, I was about that life. That's why I related to so many of my, and I still to this day call them my kids, related to so much of their struggle, you know, because something about that 16 and them hormones and environment and stuff and, you know, untherapized stuff.
LaVon, are you a twin?
Huh.
Please answer the question. Yeah.
What's up, Coach Queen? Yeah. I tell you, boy. Nothing like a good
That's interesting.
Are you a twin? Is your twin a male or a female?
And if she's a female, are you identical or not?
Ooh.
Wiki pages. What was the birth order?
Oh, I just killed a big old mosquito right on my screen. Now I have to clean it.
Rick James was the third born. Yes.
Ah.
Very interesting. Are you the firstborn twin or the secondborn twin? It always tells me. I have twin nephews.
You have twin nephews?
Yep. Larry has a set of twins.
Ah. Luscious Larry had a set of twins.
Luscious Larry?
He just came out.
Wait till I tell him that.
Luscious Larry had a set of twins. Sorry, I just got to clean my screen real fast.
Oh,
I just killed a mosquito. And, you know, and I'm so manic. I keep, like, all kinds of stuff around me. Computer screens and hands and everything else. It's in every area of the house. When you first come in the foyer, you got masks and all kinds of stuff going on and hand sanitizers.
You know, that is such a twin thing.
What's that?
Who's the oldest? Who came out first? That's why I asked that question. The only reason y'all even know that is because somebody told you.
I'm 3 minutes older and I never left.
My nephews are like that, and every twin I know is like that. Which twin is the oldest?
Twins are cute, yes.
Adorable,
they are.
Whether they are identical, fraternal, it doesn't matter. Twins are just adorable. So, yeah. LaVon, you and your brother are adorable.
Do your names rhyme? I don't know why I asked that. And were you dressed alike?
Or similarly, like you had the same colors on except for the days that you wore pink. It's so funny. For whatever.
Wore pink?
Boys cannot wear pink. That is the rule of somebody. Somebody said that. Although I think boys are adorable in any color they wear. If they wear pink, so what? Like,
You know that's more about bullshit. Because I wore blue. I didn't like dresses. Growing up, although they made me wear them for Easter and every year, I didn't like my hair down and curly.
Yep.
I'm surprised I still have edges because I've been wearing a ponytail left up to my own devices very young.
I'll tell you.
I remember my mother said, we're going to get my hair ready to go. And I went into the bathroom because I was going to do my own hair, not mommy. I grabbed a brush and a whole handful of Vaseline. Rubbed it together and smeared it back and put my little boy barrette in, thought I was doing something. My mother lost her mind. I'm ready.
Sherelle and Jamel.
Sherelle and Jamel. And yes, they dress us alike all the time. Oh, yes. Killer Cam wore that pink like a champ. Colors are not. We're so gender
stupid. It's stupid, and that's
ignorant.
Not even our rule. That's
we make rule. Colors. Yeah, it's like come on, man. Come on.
All right,
we were
so,
dumb for a long time.
Yes, yes, yes.
Pink is girls and blue is boys.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. He came through with the pink furs and pink this thing. And then also pink, isn't pink kappa?
Yeah, there's some pink and some green and some, I don't know. Anyway, I want to say goodnight because I'm exhausted and I'm just so glad you came through, Rezzy Poo.
Yes, of course.
I am just, so that y'all know, I will be hitting the sack soon.
Yes.
Very soon. I'm exhausted. I need some sleep. So y'all have
yes.
a good night. And know that if God, no, that's not what I want to say. This is how tired I am. Just know that God loves you and so do I. That's what I want to
yes.
say.
Yes, yes. Peace party people. I'll see you later.
You can hear, give me a thumbs up. Thank you.
I would love you anyway, even if you cannot say it. Think you are the one for me. Here is where you want to be. I just want to satisfy. You're not mine. Can't deny. Don't you hear me talking, baby? Love me now and I'll go crazy. Oh, sweet man. Oh, you know you're my everything. Oh, sweet thing. Oh, you know you're my everything. Yes, you are. I wish you were my lover, but act so undercover. To love you tell my whole life long, be it right or be it wrong. Show me what you made me, baby. Don't walk away, don't be so ashamed. I want your mind, I want your money. These words I'm saying, they may sound funny, but oh, you know you're my everything. Oh, sweet baby.
Oh, you know you're my everything.
Yes, you are.
Thank you.